Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
yeah.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Yep.
It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though.
Be patient.
Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Getting
ready for the RV. Yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, October 4, 2021. Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. is a marvelous Monday morning. I don't know if y'all can hear me or not. I'm having technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess maybe I'm not having technical difficulties. I'm just having normal difficulties. Ray asked me
what I was saying this morning.
How can I speak in when my phone goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning? 3 o'clock in the morning. And I sleep in. But here we are. I was thinking about it, though. Sleeping in until noon, I guess it just wouldn't work. All right, Ray, what's a good word?
Let's see. You sent out an update. He didn't make it into the forum, though. But
oh. Well, that's all
right. It didn't need to because it was in the Twitter and everybody could go there and read it. So.
Yeah. I put it right there. They can go and see it now. Or you can tell them about it. Or you can tell us, how was your weekend? I said, how was your weekend?
Oh, they don't care about my weekend. We had a good time in Phoenix. Met some good TNT folks. A lot of good people. They had a good time.
Well, anybody
quite a few first time. And folks came up for the meet and greet. And, folks came up from Vegas that just happened to be coming to Phoenix for that weekend anyway. Met that family. And then some of the ones that were in Phoenix. A pretty good group there.
All right. So we got another one coming up anytime soon before we get started?
Well, you know, Danny is trying to do something in Dallas if he can get his numbers together. And Mocha to You is trying to do something for Atlanta. But I don't think either one of them going to be able to pull it off before the RV, though. But still, I tell them to give it a try. I told Phoenix the same thing. I said, well, it's not going to happen before the RV, but, you know, they delayed things. So Phoenix pulled theirs off. So I don't know about Dallas and Atlanta, though. Not based on our information, but we'll see.
Well, one thing we know, Danny should be able to pull it off. There's a busload of people doing absolutely nothing in Texas. So I get this call bus lady. They should be able to get that together. So, all right, let's get started.
Okay, so what you sent out was good news Saturday. This was the weekend. New windows coming from banks and Iraq today, awaiting D.C. confirmation. So I guess we can spin off from that.
Man, you know what's funny? And I'm just talking, I'm not complaining, criticizing. It was just funny. I noticed that I did put that out, and I put out last week, and even the week with Goofy, whatever his name was, said I was trying to show his stuff about D.C. connection, what we're getting out. And I was laughing because somebody sent me something from one of the other gurus who was just mirroring that he's waiting for his D.C. update now. And I started laughing. I said, okay, we'll see what happens there. If people ask me, in D.C., a lot of people could have D.C. connections. You just haven't been seeing it. Where is it actually coming from in D.C.? Or what area? Because D.C. is just one big melting pot, so they all share information and contest each other and everything. But I was looking for something specifically out of the Treasury, D.C., just so everybody knows. So we did get good information over the weekend, guys. I did not get anything from Texas, hence a busload of people sitting there doing nothing. So, matter of fact, I didn't even try this morning. I didn't have anything for Saturday and Sunday, even though other banks were excited, making phone calls, and were fully staffed as of yesterday. Fully staffed. You guys here?
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
Oh. Shoot. I was trying to text my guys in Texas. And I actually called them almost three ways you guys into them. That would have been something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I bet that would have been something. What the hell are you doing? Calling me on the call. Anyway, let me see. Let me get in this message real quick. Let me see if we can get that. I should have already did this. All right, so banks are excited. They're gearing up, fully staffed. They were told things could possibly start happening tomorrow, is what they were told. Things could possibly start happening tomorrow, which is good news. I'm telling people to get ready. They ran over 40 test cases on Sunday. Over 40 on Sunday with 95% effective rate. What does that mean? Over 95% cleared going, saying the system is ready to go and open. So I didn't give you guys the exact numbers, so don't nobody call me complaining. I just gave a percentage, which was good. 95%, or maybe a little bit higher, effective rate of them all going through. So that had them a little bit excited that they got to do that. I did talk to a guy in Iraq who was given date and time, and their updated time that they were given was also sometime this week. So I'm going to tell you guys that. They were given a specific day, which I'm not going to give you, but it was sometime this week that it supposedly is going to go through. Now, all that's great to be excited about, but this is where I always have a problem. You guys know it. The news is good. It's exciting. We could even see it happening because who it's coming from. But let's watch what they do, not what they say. Some other things make more sense. So, when I was talking to my Iraq guy, I'm going to give it to you guys. Ray, there's some noise in the background. I'm going to give it to you guys just like I gave it to both of them. I mean, the banking side and the Iraqi side, great. I'm excited. Great, I'm excited. The bank is saying the same thing. Iraq is saying the same thing. I said, but I need to hear something from D.C. because I need to be hearing it from all three of you, not two of you, because three is better than two. I get both sides. And D.C. came back with something totally different. So they said, I told you within 3 weeks. I said, oh, I thought you said 2 weeks. I said, within 3 weeks, we should be able to see it. So it made more sense, and I hope the banks and my Kurdistan guy, that's what I'm going to call him. I was going to say my political guy in Iraq, but anyway, is right. But D.C., which is the Treasury, some other departments are saying not till after the 15th. I told you that. Now, I will tell you what. I'm going to go a little bit more in detail. Wait, is 404 here? I'm going to save her some water and need some breath. She don't have to waterboard me. They gave me two windows, 15 through 18, 29 through the second. There, so I put that out there, which made sense. Now, and it makes sense for a couple of reasons. One, everything you see in Iraq news, every article that are coming out, is still about people in the campaign trail talking about they're going to change the rate. So that's one thing. Articles are out talking about the new procedures that are in place to sell the currency at the auction. New procedures in place to sell currency at the auction, which goes into effect on the 17th of October. So I'm trying to walk you guys through this. And Bus Lady brought up that article when she sent it to me. I said, oh, yeah, I already read that, which I had already read it. But that's not the big thing that they changed it. The big thing is even today, articles are coming out saying that the banks can't operate like that, saying that it will force the banks to go to the streets to get the dollars. They'll go to the markets to get the dollars since they can't get them through the auction anymore like they used to, which will drive the price of the dollar up even higher. That's not the desired effect. That's not what we want. We do want the auctions to stop, which on the 17th, they're not going to stop. They're going to change. They're changing because of the anti-money laundering and the corruption laws that go into effect because the international community says it has to be before we're going to do business with you. All that happens on the 17th, which is a great day. It's a great day and time because all of it is after the 10th. The election is over. Well, yeah, the election is over, but let the games begin at that point. So it's all a good time to actually see it. Now, I'll give you what's practical, what, you know, just looking at it makes sense based on the information that we're getting, the public getting, makes sense. Not based on the inside information that the banks and my Iraqi people are giving me. Not even based on the inside information that we're getting from D.C., Treasury personnel and some banking personnel, but it just makes common sense for that to be the time frame. And we can look at both of them. So they're complaining about how the new system with the banks is going to cause the market to go up again. It's going to cause the people in the uproar once the price goes up again. So there has to be another plan that they're not putting out in public, okay, which could be the RV itself. So it's actually all looking very, very good. Let me see. Did I forget anything this morning, Ray? Let's go over something else. Anything about it?
No, I think that's it. Let me get my notes. Mm. Oh, you forgot I told you about some exchange appointments for tomorrow.
Oh.
Of course, you've had those in the past before, too, that didn't go through, but people still tried it. So apparently there's some attempts for tomorrow. Or maybe you didn't forget that. Okay. Maybe you didn't want to say it. Hold on. Oops. Anyway.
I always want people to be excited. So that this thing is in fact happening. So I'll give you guys the good, bad, and the ugly. All the time. We're going to see. So Texas is being told that it's not going to happen in 2021, supposedly. But that's only Texas. You know how backwards they are. Because everybody else is being told it's absolutely getting ready to happen. But I'll just put that out there. Let's see. That's what he's saying. Let's see. So we don't even want to talk, not about Texas no more. We don't even want to talk to anybody on Texas. Just hang up on them right now. Just disconnect their line. We don't want to talk to them at all. Okay. All right. All right, let's get started. I think I got everything.
Okay.
If not, I'll remember it while we're talking.
Rod Verbs says, in a recent call, Tony said he knew a few things for sure. One of those things was contractors with contracts being in the new rate. Contracts have dates or are they just open?
The contracts have dates. And they've been giving them dates. And that's part of the information I've been passing on to you guys when I said they've been given a date, and I'm not going to tell you. But, yes, they do have dates. Now, I'll tell you what I'm not going to tell you, too. Not just that I don't know or somebody can say he's trying to act like he know he don't know. I'm not going to tell you because he told me the last date, which we were all hyped up about because that's the date they were given. And I actually told you guys that they had a meeting, 38 banks, contractors, politicians, and they were given a 3 or 4 day window to look for this and that this is when all their stuff would become effective. And that date didn't happen. So the last day was 30 September. Here it is the 4th of October, and it didn't happen. And again, that's part of why I said I hear what they say. I always hear it. But I watch what they do, and they didn't do it. Not that they aren't trying to. Not that they aren't working with. I mean, these are all the banks from 38 countries and contractors and everything. They're just lying in everybody's face, or I don't know why it didn't happen like they had scheduled it to. But they have a new schedule. They do have a new date. And it is before the 15th of October. I can tell you that. I can also tell you D.C. says 15th through 18th, and I'll tell you why that makes sense. So let's see what happens. All right, what's next?
Well, I'm going with their date that they gave. Okay.
Which one being they? The banks or?
No, the
Iraq or D.C.? Oh, Iraq. Okay. All right. All right. Let's go.
Let's see. Race Car Fan 1953 is celebrating a birthday today. All right. Happy birthday to Race Car Fan. 1953.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to party, time to celebrate.
Yeah. Happy birthday. All right, Danny Lou says, it helps to boost our morale when you reinforce that this is real. It really does help. Okay, so there wasn't a question there. I thought it was. I was skipping some of the sentences trying to get to the question. But anyway, it helps boost the morale when we reinforce that this is real. Did you want to do any reinforcing, or is that sufficient?
No, well, I'm glad. I mean, we're here to carry each other through this. But believe me, I know it's not easy. And I tell you guys all the time, I would love to put you through everything I go through, how many times I'm being told it's going to happen, is happening, or look for this, and nothing happened. But I know those people are just as excited and in the middle of it, just like we are. None of us can absolutely promise it or get to make that decision. That's what I wish I had that power authority to do. But I can tell you two things for certain and one thing for sure. It is going to happen, and we don't know when. But it is, based on all the policy news, everybody out there claiming out how Iraq is one of the new power brokers, how Iraq is going to be the center of the Middle East, how Iraq is raised up in the rankings. All that is based on what's going on in their economy, the white paper, and the future that everybody else sees for Iraq, which includes a rate change. So all we got to do is be smart enough to bide our time and stay in the game. That's all. Maintain your currency. All right, what's next?
You know what? Let me add something to that. This is real. Because, you know, a lot of times the members only have us to rely on, people that they hear on the internet and on calls and et cetera. And we've had a member that just came on board with us in January. Just recently learned about the foreign currency. So she hadn't had the many years that a lot of us have had waiting for this to happen, wondering is it real, et cetera, et cetera. But she was talking with her bank contact that she has been known for many years that moved up in the ranks to another position. And while she was having a conversation with him, they talked about currency. And he said, yes, it is going to revalue. A new rate is going to come out on the currencies. And then proceeded to give her an appointment to get a, set up an appointment to speak with their foreign currency person that was coming to work specifically at the branch that she was in at that particular moment. Now, he's moved up to be a regional over 8 or 9 branches. But she happened to bump into him at that particular branch while he was there that day. So she's gone today to on an appointment to speak with a foreign currency person to go over maneuvers and the process, not to try to exchange. But it made all the difference to her to have a banking person that she's known for many years, so she trusts that person, to say pretty much some of the same things that we've been saying, even though this is all new to her, just getting involved in January. And it's just now September. So she doesn't know the ride that a lot of us have been on. But she went through the same processes of, well, is this really real? I'm only hearing it from friends and people that are on the internet, to have a banking person to confirm it for her and even set her up with an appointment to go and talk to the foreign currency person today. And she's going to get back with me this afternoon to give me an update on what the policies and procedures she learned about the upcoming exchange and what that bank is going to do for her as a business customer. So we'll share some of that, I'm sure, later on in the week. So that might help out for some folks who are still wanting reinforcement that this is real. All right, moving on. Sunstar says, is there any CBI news you can share on the release of the lower fields, the coins? Did we lose Tony? We sure did. Well, that explains his silence. I think we'll get him back on.
Y'all didn't want me on the call no more?
Okay, so where did you fall off when I was going over the reinforcement?
Yeah, when she had met the banker, he was telling me about yesterday, and he told her it was real, but he couldn't really, well, I don't know if he told him that. He said he couldn't really talk about it, but it is real, it's going to happen, and that he brought in a new person just to do that at the branch where she was at. So what did you say after all that?
Well, I didn't give all that much detail. Thank you anyway.
Oh.
That's all right.
Yep,
it's
sorry.
All good. They got it. So I went to Sunstar, whose question is, any CBI news you can share on the release of the lower fields?
No, nothing out, no articles out. And like you said last week, when they're coming in, opening their accounts, they're educating them on the Lord's and alms and things at that point. So,
Okay. Number two, are the contractors and their employees being paid the new dinar rate on their cards and payroll checks?
The contractors have a rate on their card. They haven't started their contracts, the new ones that are being signed for new dollar amount, but they have signed them agreements, things like that. And again, students still have the rates on their cards. They still have the new rate on their cards.
Okay. Lena says, do you believe this will happen without a financial bill being passed to hide the RV?
A financial bill being passed to hide the RV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I understand that correctly, but the RV happens. It won't be hidden. Because the whole country will have to have it in order for them to do business, in order for the citizens to take advantage of it, and the things that I expressed during the beginning of the call not to happen. So I don't see where is a bill that could hide the rate that a whole country is using. No.
What's all right. Jim and KC says, even though Iran is publicly saying they will back Khomeini, isn't it in their best interest to be able to yield money from Iraq, even if their currency revalues, so they would have two income streams?
Well, a couple things are happening. Iran is trying to get Iraq to release their money that they've been holding, which is billions of dollars, because of the U.S. sanctions. Iran is trying to get the U.S. to release $10 billion to show as good faith. All that's built on the fact that, hey, we're going to work with you. So the U.S. knows they need Iran in there. Totally figure it out and can't flip the switch from Monday to Tuesday and be a whole different country. So it's going to take time for that to go too. Iran knows the law is going to affect on the 17th, which is going to cut out them stealing or being shipped the money like they were in the past. So that part's going to change because most of the money was going through the auction. So Iraq and Integrity Commission have identified the 200 people, and today they're saying they've identified more individuals in four or five different countries where the money has been going through. So they're going to cut that off. Iran needs Iraq to buy the gas from them and the electricity from them. And they're over 60% of Iraq's gas and oil comes from Iran. But they need that business to keep their economy alive. Because Iraq is making deals with these other countries to come in and provide gas, electricity, and they're building their own power plants. So they're losing a whole lot of the sources they use to smuggle the money through to overcharge Iraq with to get additional money. So they are going to have to be able to do business with them now if they're going to be sustainable, even after the agreement is made with the U.S. and we go back and take all the sanctions off. They still need Iraq to work with them, buy from them as one of their main resources outside of the country. So they want to be agreeable. You know, if you're seeing things falling apart from the way you used to do them, or your agreements or your strength, weak position, then do you make deals? Yes. Yeah. And the deal is with Al-Kazimi, stay there. We're going to do things the right way. That's what they're saying publicly anyway. We agree. Because that's who Sadr wants. That's who the U.S. wants. And if it's going to happen anyway, we might as well say we agree. And it just makes good sense. Why create an enemy when you're going to need them? All right? What's next?
Okay.
Okay.
Frank One No says, this morning, President Biden made a speech. He said, raising the debt ceiling, it's about paying off our old debts. It's nothing to do with his infrastructure plan. He said his plan is paid for. Any comments?
No, he didn't say his plan was paid for. He said, raising the debt ceiling is about debt that we incurred during the Republican administration. Over $8 trillion, everybody agreeing on, and that the Democrats raised the debt ceiling during the Trump administration so they could do that. It was a bipartisan thing. That's what he said. He said now Republicans don't want to be bipartisan when the Democrats want to raise the debt ceiling, but that's okay if they would just get out of the way. Democrats could do it on their own, is what he said. Now, he said raising the debt ceiling is to pay for debt that's already been incurred by the last administration. So we're looking at a catastrophic event. That's what he said today. So go back and look at it. Bills not getting paid, the U.S. dollar value going down, our credit rating going down, a whole lot of things. And we know what happened last time when the government got shut down. It's not good for anybody. But he said it could do it. He's not. It's $1.2 trillion, $3 trillion is going to be new incurred debt, which they do it as backwards. But during the next time, they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling to pay for that. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me and you. Should be the other way around, but that's how it works. And that's what he actually said. You guys can go back and listen to it, because I did. All right, what's next?
Annie Oakley says, have you heard anything of the 800 numbers yet?
Nope. Nothing on 800 numbers. Wish we had.
All right, Felicia says, any updates from the market contacts?
I want to say yes and no, but they think it's this week. So I'm just still over in Iraq. They're all thinking that they're going to see something this week. I really don't. And I think I told you guys that last week the week before. If it didn't happen by the first, it made sense not to happen until after the election because it would just confuse the issue. People are using this propaganda, everything else. But Al-Kazimi could do it this week and remove all of that and be the hero himself and say, I got it done. Oh, so that did make me think 404 was probably going to come on and say it anyway. That the people are concerned with it and started talking about it. And Romans, people are upset that nothing he said has happened. They've given him a whole year. Things haven't really changed. The youth not employed. Education's not going. The economy's not growing, except for oil. There's no currency exchange rate. That has been nothing but been red. So for him to come in and make this change right before the election would make sense because all he's doing, while everybody else is running out, putting out all their propaganda and vote for me, all he is saying is, please go vote, change Iraq, change our economy, change our future by going to vote. But if he does in fact make this happen before the vote, then even though he's not running, maybe Sadara get all the votes and he'll get reelected like the people said. So maybe there's a method to the madness. But that is a concern. And people are getting upset about it. And they are supposedly preparing to, I want to say, demonstrate after the election if nothing has happened. All right. What's next?
All right. DBC Bill says, if the date is pushed past the 10th in the elections, 17th in parentheses, does it not make sense that the rate changes will be held back by the CBI to give the new government to organize? I guess time to organize.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what people are debating right now. That's what Texas is debating, I guess, because everybody's saying they're 22. But even this morning or today, on Iraq News, it says there is no 22 budget. There's not going to be one until the middle of next year because they think it's going to take that long for the new government. And we should elect a new government. That's what it says. And because you guys know the procedure. Even after the election, who can form the largest group, then who they select, and they get three selections and 30, 45 days out of each selection to try to form a government, and it'll be March before they actually have a government, unless they fool all of us and just go ahead and do it. But during that whole time frame, Al-Kazimi will still be there until they get a new government formed. So all of his plans and programs can go forward. So I don't know that we have to wait for that. Well, it's in the 21 budget. We don't have to. I don't know if they will. But according to all the information we're getting, supposedly not. If not this week, I gave you the three windows because I gave you three windows. This week, 15, 18, 29 seconds. Those are the three windows that they're operating under, and they're going to try and get it done. The first one, second one, third, in that order if it doesn't happen. But those are the three windows they're trying to operate with. All right, what's next?
Live callers. 512.
Hey, let me say this. Before we go to live callers, let me say this.
Okay, 1 second. Let me get the line back muted so we can hear you. All right.
This is probably the first time I said this. So this is a TNT call with TNT information that you guys don't need to pass out to the whole world because you don't want Tony to get in trouble. Because I'm just thinking, I don't even know if I was supposed to give you guys those dates. I might have actually slipped up this time. Anyway, keep it to yourself. All right, what's next?
Yeah, right. Like they're going to do that. 512, Erico, you're on.
Well, hello, guys. How are you
there
today?
Good morning.
And
how are you?
Lesser to the nth degree.
Super fantastic. Ray,
good.
You gave us the date that you were going with, but you kind of faded out, so I didn't really hear an answer.
I didn't
Tony
give an answer. I just said I'm going with Iraq. What Iraq said.
Okay. With what Iraq said. Okay. I didn't get that because then Tony chimed in.
This week.
You kind of faked it out. Huh?
Yeah, this week was pretty much what we. I think we were saying that Iraq was saying this week.
Oh, okay. And then according to your comment earlier, that means we're pretty much close to it because you're feeling we're not going to have enough time to plan any other meeting, especially the one that Dan is trying to plan here in Texas. So that kind of added on.
I'm taking into account that they need a couple of weeks to plan it and then put it out. Just like Atlanta grabbed the 30th of October. And, you know, we'll probably be at the islands on the 30th. You know, post RV and having a good time.
Okay. Tony, I'm just curious. Like, we get information that you're sharing, like, from your contacts from all around, and then we have our reactions. Do you ever get any weird responses or reaction from the, like, Iraqi contacts when information that we're sharing on this side gets out? I mean, like Texas saying 2022, how do they respond? Iraqi, their people or the contact that's working with this deal.
So how long you been doing this?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. So let me tell you, first thing that happened today when I got through talking is somebody sent me a text and it says, this makes my stomach hurt. I said, what?
Okay.
Because that's how they reacted when they got the information from Texas. In Iraq, they're in cafes right now listening to the call because that's how they hear the call, which and we learned about that years ago, long time before you, that they sit around in the cafe listening to the call so they could get additional information as far as the citizens themselves. My guys that are on here actually listen to the call and hear it, and they call me and say, Tony, that's not right, or this isn't right, or this is what's really going on. This was in the street, or this is what just happened in Parliament, you know, those kind of things. So today they're saying again, hey, everybody says we're a sovereign nation now because they think they're a sovereign nation. Even, you know, they're being interviewed on the news, they're interviewed on CNN, and it says, hey, we're a sovereign nation. We can do what we want. Yeah, because a bunch of them believe that. Okay. Have you ever heard of, so I'm going to try to explain this to you guys a little bit real quick. You ever heard of a Gang of Eight here in the U.S. in politics?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So we have a group of politicians who get information that other politicians don't get.
Mm-hmm.
Iraq is the same way. But they can't put everything out or become public knowledge. Somebody put it out and mess up the whole thing. So everybody doesn't know everything. And when they say, hey, we're a sovereign nation and we make our own decisions, not only is it important for them to do that in public, but the majority of them actually believe it or think so.
Because
the people don't. The people know that the U.S. is still driving Iraq, even though they publicly want to say something different. So when I say that, I usually get back with them, look, we've done all we can do. So we done our part. It's all ready to go. We figured it out. We got it set up. And they do say, okay, the U.S. is holding it up. This is the date we can go. So I'll tell you, the U.S. has done that plenty of times. It's part of, well, it has been part of negotiations, getting what they want. It's just like anything else in the art of the deal or negotiating 101. You agree to everything right up till the last minute, and then you say, oh, one more thing. I need one more thing. Okay, you got that done. I need one more thing. And the U.S. has been doing that to Iraq for years, telling them they're going to let them go, and they don't. But that's just to get them to complete the things that they need done. There's no way, and it doesn't even really make sense. Let me explain this to everybody. It really doesn't make sense for the U.S. to let this go before the 17th. It really doesn't. Just because of the auctions, just because of the amount of money that would be stolen in those 10 days, 12 days, if they did it before those laws or those changes were put in place. That's the difference that it could make. Could they still do it? I mean, they could. It just doesn't make sense for them to. But they could do it because they have laws in place, agreements in place. This even came out today in Iraq articles that says they're going to get all the money back from these countries where the money has been moved to. Those countries have agreed to send the money back. So we got to try and look at the whole big picture. It's convoluted, everything else. They know they've done what they need to do to make this happen. That's the part they do know. Just like my guy this morning. They gave us dates. They called us in there. You guys wonder, why do the banks do what they're doing? Well, because they're being told the same thing we are. That's why they do what they're doing. Why do they do it? Why do the contractors, why do the meeting people over in Iraq get excited about the 1st of October? Because they thought they were going to get hundreds of millions of dollars, even though the date has been changed. They just tell them, don't worry about it. It's only a couple of days, and we're going to do it here. So we'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm from Texas, and we know that we can't just count them out as not having validity or any reliability because they've been kind of on target with the information they put out, right, so far.
Oh,
and I have my shoes on today. What?
Oh, listen, Texas is like, well, let me say, this is why it's easy to be Texas. Everybody can say it can't happen and every day be right because it can't happen.
Exactly.
So anybody can say that. But when it does happen, who's going to remember it? Nobody, right? It's the guy who keeps saying it's going to happen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's wrong again. But he's putting it out who's actually doing something. Texas isn't the dog wagging the tail, it's the tail wagging the dog, right?
Yeah, but remember, we got the switch.
Okay.
All right, that answers my questions. Thank you guys for taking my questions.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. Ray, you there?
Okay, yes. All right, 209, area code, you are on.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we do.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Hello?
No,
hello?
I can't hear you. I can't hear
sorry.
You.
I'm sorry. I'm traveling. Now can you... All right, you're being funny. Can you hear me or can't you hear me? I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
All right. Sorry, guys. I'm traveling. My question is this. So funny. Now you got me laughing. Anyway, my question is this. If this goes as it looks like it's going to go, when it comes to taxes, if we have to pay taxes, which is a big if, would that tax be due in December or in April? if we had to pay it?
Well, I'm not a tax professional, but if you had to pay taxes off income this year, then it would be, at the amount that you're at, you guys that are becoming instant millionaires and stuff, you'd have to pay quarterly taxes. So, yes, it would be due in December. Everybody else, it would be due until you file your taxes next year.
Okay. That's what I want to know. I thank you very much. God bless, and again, appreciate you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now, you can always call a tax professional if you want official advice. That was just my opinion. Go ahead.
Okay. 360 area code. You are on. Hey, Walt.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Well, I hate to brag. It's sunshining here as the rain has come, and instead of having a dry well, we no longer have a dry well. So it's all good. It's all good.
So
I guess
you're
the first thing
I
want to
do is... The sun is shining and it's raining at the same time?
Well, it's raining somewhere, but... it rained and then the sun shined. I get to put them in proper order. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how that works, I think. Anyway, it's all good. And, Tony, I just want you to be rest assured your information is safe with me.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I wouldn't tell a soul, I promise. I have told a few, but they told me they wouldn't say a word. So I guess that's how that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Promise you won't say anything. They promise.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. That was very sincere, too. I think that's great. The only thing that makes sense to me at this point, as far as delays go, is the only reason for a delay is somebody still stealing. That's the only reason to delay it. Like you said, they can't go on once the switch has been flicked or whatever. They can't do it anymore. So until they can't, they're still doing it. And I think that's a pretty, for the people in Iraq, believe me, we here are sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing the same stuff from our governments over and over and over. And they must be feeling exactly the same way. So I'd love to say get used to it, but unfortunately, I don't think that's good advice, and I think we have to get over that here as much as they do over there. When you say you use the statement of who does that make sense to, I don't get why Iraq is buying gas or oil or anything from Iran. Is it because that they've blown up all their refineries and all of that they can't get that? Or, you know what, it doesn't make sense. Help me understand that.
Okay. All right. Let's go through a progression here. All right. First of all, you're right. They're going to steal until they can't steal anymore. And supposedly that deadline is October 17th. Auctions anymore. And that's what we've always said was going to be the key to changing the rate, stop the auctions. So they're not going to stop the auction. They just change the rules of the game. All right. They've already stopped them from stealing across the border. Remember, they changed that. They already stopped from stealing for some of the imports. They changed the rules in there, the taxes, the tariffs, and everything else, made that harder. Now, they've already shut down so many of the people who were involved and identified the 200. So now we're at the point where the auctions is it. And the banks are saying, but if we don't do this, we can't survive because we had no other way to steal. You stopped us. And they told them, do banking business, create loans, invest in the country, help build the infrastructure. That's where your money comes from. And on the 17th, that's where you need to direct your efforts towards. So they're changing the system again to help do it. But they're going to steal right up to the last moment. Absolutely. Now, why does Iraq do business with Iran? Because of the war, we destroyed their power plants. We destroyed their gas stations. We destroyed their infrastructure. So we certainly can't pipe it over to them from here. So where could they get it? The only people that would do business with them while they're at war or in rebuilding from the U.S. was Iran. The closest people to them, Iran. Where they could run the pipelines from, Iran. So if they wanted to survive, who do they do business with? Iran. So, again, it's a catch-22. Iran needed them as much as they needed Iran because it was their only source of electricity, gas, and everything else. Now that they're in the rebuilding stage, they're making new commitments or getting new memorandums of understanding with other countries, with Saudi Arabia, Jordan, with everybody else over there to provide those services to them now, as well as come over and rebuild their power plants so they won't have to do business with Iran. They're going to continue, and that was part of the agreements that they were signing, because Iran will still need them to do at least some business with them. Not as much as they're doing now, not be self-dependent on them, but still be a business partner as far as the countries in that region go. Does that make sense?
Well, I guess it would if you think about the fact that, unless it was all BS, that the Saudis were offering them free electricity. Why would you pay Iran for it if you could get it from Saudi Arabia for free? You know what I mean? Who does that make sense to? Pay for it as opposed to get it free.
It doesn't. What? Does Saudi Arabia give it to them free now?
No, they haven't. They didn't take the deal, as I understand it.
Okay. Why would Saudi Arabia supply a whole country free electricity and free gas?
Well, to get back at Iran.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if it was billions of dollars to get back at them, but, you know, but deals are made. We know they're crooked. We know Maliki was crooked. We know Biden was crooked. We know a whole bunch of them. It wasn't about getting something free. It was about, if I do business with you, what's my share?
Sure. Sure. Well, I pose those questions ironically. I think as much for the people of Iraq, if they're listening to the calls, and I believe that they do listen, I don't know how they could have any confidence and anybody running for political office over there at this point, whatever they say, oh yeah, we're gonna make our country secure again and make sure that our loyalties are to our country and not being bought and paid for by Iran. And when we can't make even the same promise to our government can't make the same promise to us. So
you're correct. You're absolutely correct. And the people are saying that. It's corrupt. Iran has all the influence anyway. That's why they didn't vote in the last election. Less than 40% of the people voted. That's why Al-Kazimi's trying to get them out to vote this time. so it at least looks legitimate, and the people are still saying, why are we voting when Iran's going to control everything because the U.S. is going to leave us stranded like they did Afghanistan? Because that's their big scare right now. That's what they're all concerned about, that the election is going to be corrupt. Now, unless they see the white paper implemented after they put some changes in there, then they're going to be right. Because what's going to stop him once he leaves the office? If they put an Iranian puppet right back in, things will go back just the way they were. So that's what has to happen. But it is their concern. Nobody's believing. Nobody's believing their politicians. But that's why, again, Al-Kazimi's out there saying we need new faces. We need to replace these guys. There's a list of 200 we're going to make public as soon as the election's over with, so you'll know who the corrupts are. But not till after the election, so they didn't affect it. So again, a lot of different mixes going in here to make this thing happen right, and it's all confusing. But somewhere it has to change, and they're giving us two dates for it to change, October the 11th and October the 17th, and all we can do is wait and see if this time is for real.
Well, it's I'll keep that secret between us.
All right.
That was cool. Yeah, Ray, I'm glad you had a good meeting. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person at some point and
okay,
having a chance to sit down and listen. Tony, I can't wait to share a cigar, I'll tell you that. That'll be a great day. And anyway,
right,
I'll get out of the
Thank
way
you, sir.
And look forward to hearing Double B and Bus Lady, and hopefully she's come up with some questions that don't involve flat tires. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right, sir.
All right, well,
take care.
Well, do me a favor, though. I want you to look up Gold Cigars. Gold Cigars.
Gold, you know what? I think I've heard of them. Gold Cigars.
Yes. So cigars wrapped in gold that you actually smoke. I'm just saying it because I was at dinner. Last night, me and my wife went to dinner at this place, and they actually put gold on our food, so you actually eat the gold. But I looked at these gold cigars years ago. You actually smoke these cigars. There's 10 in a box for $1,000. But just have some of those when we get together is all I'm saying.
You know what? Bless your heart, Tony. I don't know, $1,000, that's cheap for a Bentley. As far as I'm concerned, you can count it. That was a Bentley with insurance, too, I believe. Yeah. So, yeah, no problem.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Okay.
Tony, you ever eat any neck bones after 10 o'clock p.m.?
Oh, my God.
Look at him and be telling my business and everything. What's going on? How y'all doing?
I didn't say you did that.
Oh, no. I was going to say that sounds like some pregnancy food or something.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Y'all are too funny.
281 area code. You are on.
Oh,
How you doing, King and Mr. Tony? How y'all doing today?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth
degree.
Good.
Y'all have a late night dinner? Is that what's going on?
No, she came in the Zoom last night, man. Talking about, I'm eating some neck bones. I was like, it's 10 o'clock. You know, it's going to make your behind spread. Well.
Oh, my God. That was funny. Whew. Well, anyway, I do have some questions today.
Okay.
I'm afraid of that.
So I know at the very beginning of the call, you said that there were some test cases done by the bank over the weekend here in the U.S. What are test cases? What does that mean?
That means they brought them in, they loaded their information, loaded their currency, put the rate in, it went through, and it showed pending deposit.
Oh. Oh. So they didn't get the money, but it is in their account, and it's on pretty much like hold or something, I guess you would say,
yep.
Pending. Wow. That's interesting. So now if we only knew the date it was going to be released, that would be even better. All right now. So, well, thank you. So, Denise, now look here now. You said Texas. What did you say about Texas?
Well, I mean, what did somebody else say? Did Texas make their stomach hurt?
I'm gonna agree with you today, but it ain't gonna be the stomach that is making everything hurt. It's making something else hurt too. They keep up with that foolishness. Yeah, it ain't just the stomach. So, I'm like, in the world, what kind of foolishness? They're talking about 2022. What is going on? What makes them say that? I was like, what? That threw me for a loop, and I'm in Texas, so. Why are they saying 2022?
I had no idea, because I've been on the phone with y'all since he sent it to me. And I'm like, what?
What? Really? Wow. That's interesting. Okay, so my next question is, I kind of feel like it will probably now go toward the election, you know, up to the elections or after, like you said. In your opinion, you don't feel like this election is going to have any kind of delay on the RV itself happening this year. I mean, meaning that they may have to get all of their ducks in a row, put their people in. Would that cause any delay, in your opinion?
I don't think it needs to. Matter of fact, I think if anything, it'll cause more of an issue with the streets, like you said, because they changed all the laws. They're saying the 21 budget has passed. They're not saying there's any reason not to open it now. Previous years, previous budgets, there's always been something else that needs to happen for the budget to be open.
Right.
There's nothing. They've run out of things of not opening the budget right now.
Uh-huh.
The government's still in place. They could do it today, do it before the 10th. They can't say it's a rentier government because that's what it's been for the last year. It's only been temporary,
right.
So none of that changes. So there's really no justification. The price of a barrel of oil is up to $80. They have a surplus. I mean, they can find no reason really not to do it. And after election, the people are going to be upset. If the contracts aren't enforced, if the agreements aren't started, if the construction thing is started, because there's no reason not to do it. So I can't see them. Now, if they do, yep, we'll see riots in the street, and either they'll do it or we'll start all over. But I think it'll be done with we're this close with the price of oil being the price that it is, things that are going. Now, that's in Iraq. In the USA, nope, wait a minute. We didn't want the budget to be an issue. We don't want the debt ceiling to be an issue. We want all that to go on. But as Biden said today, if it doesn't pass, it's it can be catastrophic here in the U.S. I mean, with the dollar going down, inflation going up, with everybody starting to shut down, do we want an RV in the midst of all that? No, the government would say, no, wait a minute. Because there's too much stuff going on over here. Everything being shut down, being mismanaged, everything else, and they just keep vetoing, saying it's not right time. That could possibly be the only reason Iraq couldn't do it. But will it have some spillover effect to Iraq? Absolutely. Because the Iraqi citizens are not going to hear that, and they don't give a what's going on in the U.S.
Right. So are there any CBI meetings going on with the banks over there? Because I kind of read something similar to that, I think, where they're holding meetings today regarding the digital transformation and all of that and how it will affect the business economy of Iraq. And with that said, are there any meetings going on over here with our banks where they're holding meetings?
None with our banks. Let's say they're excited over the weekend, started bringing all their people back in and getting ready for this to happen. CBI is still training, still telling the other banks, this is what we need to do with the bond program. This is where the money needs to go. You need to continue loaning money out for the housing project because we need that to create the jobs, to change our economy. So, yes, they are still meeting, and they're still teaching them about banking business. Something they knew nothing about. They knew nothing about citizens' accounts because nobody was having their money in the bank. They knew nothing about giving loans because they weren't giving them. They knew nothing about investing in business and opportunities. So they're still learning all of that, which goes into effect on October the 17th. So there's going to be banking meetings up into that time. And the banks are saying, we're following the guidance of the CBI. That's what they're doing.
Okay. Well, we'll see what those 2 dates bring us. I think I heard you say the 11th and also the 17th. Long as they get it done before the 30th of this month, because, you know, that's my birthday. So they just have to have all this done so they can just, you know, get it right so we won't have to have any issues when that date comes. I want it done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to not let the whole world stop turning on your birthday. That's not going to happen.
As long as they get it done, I got to get everything ready. Get my rig right and my shoes and everything. We're going to be ready. So. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate all the information. Let's see what happens this month. I'm hoping we
all right,
are there.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay,
you guys
thank
have
you.
A good day. Bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. 610 area code. You are next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony.
Greetings.
G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It's another dynamite day here in the USA. Longer version. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new month, a new day, and that means there is a new bill that needs to be paid. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're using Google Pay. And in order to use Google Pay, the first thing that you need to do is download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. Step number two is to back out of the Google Pay app and go to the TNT Super Fantastic website. Click on that red donate button and follow the instructions there for instant Google Pay. Again, to donate electronically, we're using Google Pay. To use Google Pay, download the Google Pay app to your smartphone. That's step number one. Step number two, back out of that Google Pay app and go to the TNT Super Fantastic website. Click on the red donate button and follow the instructions there for Google Instant Pay, and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And I'd just like to remind everyone, I'm not getting paid to ask for these donations. Neither Tony nor Ray has ever asked me to make a request for donations. I make these requests for donations of my own volition, my own free will. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, a couple weeks ago, Tony told us, if those donations don't cover the bill, this information superstation goes dark. Tony's not going to do it anymore, and I'm sure Ray feels the same way. So remember to send in your donations today. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Tony. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. And you know what? Matter of fact, I was going to say, hey, you kind of shocked me there for a minute, but two things. Yep, we really do appreciate it. And guys, we do not pay him, ask him, request him, as anybody who comes on as that. We thank them for supporting us and being part of us. But I was going to make that comment again because it's the first part of the month, and it's definitely a bill that got to be saved. But thank you for putting it out there. I appreciate it, man. So even think about that. All right.
All right, Tony. You're welcome.
All right.
Okay. 208 area code.
Over 300
you
points. That's a big loss for them.
208.
Gigantic
you're
loss,
on.
Actually. Oil was up to $77.
Okay. He's got something else going on. 404. You're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your helping us continue to connect the dots. Got a question with respect to the 40 test cases that you referenced that had been run through yesterday with 95% completed successfully. Was this all in just one location, or were these done at several different regional sections throughout the country?
You know, I didn't ask that question. I can tell you the information all came from one bank. I don't know how many different locations they did it from.
And I was also curious with respect to the 5% that didn't succeed and whether or not any indication was on what the problems were that kept them from going through and being successful.
No, we didn't get that detail with it.
Okay.
So
and
just
the fact
give
that we are
the numbers.
And the fact that they're showing as pending, did they give any indication of how long pending might run for those folks?
They did not. Now, let me clear this up just so you guys understand this. They did that this weekend, and they think something could happen as early as tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, that things could something happen. Now, this is not the first time they've done this, and people's money's shown as pending. We need to know that. But the last time they did it, it wouldn't even go through. This time, all 95% of them went through.
Okay. But they are excited.
They are.
And I'm also, I'll be excited for them as well. I was interested also with respect to the fact that you had been waiting for confirmation and that when it did come through, that the windows were October 15th through the 18th or October 29th through the 2nd of November. It's like a four-day window followed by a five-day window. But I'm curious the fact that there's a whole week between these windows. Did they explain that? And it's like, what's wrong with the week of the 22nd? And, you know, the 8th through the 10th or whatever, other than the fact that they're getting in close to the Iraqi elections. Explain that at all? Because why not say October 15th onward, concluding on the 2nd of November?
Well, I don't know, because those two things, they didn't explain it, and I didn't even ask. My own conclusion was it's right after the election, but
right.
It's the middle of the month, and it's the end of the month, the two times that the rate usually changes.
Right, okay. Fine enough. Well, I know that that's their math, and my math is 10 days from whenever this does actually happen. That's when we will be having fun with our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. And it looks like we are right on the threshold of this happening. And again, appreciate your helping us stay in the game. And have yourself a great day. Marvelous Monday.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 386 area code, you are on. 386.
I thought I had put my hand down.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. All right, that takes us to 972 area code. You are on.
Hello, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing, man?
It's a pleasant day in paradise here in Texas. 404 was thinking along the same lines as I was, only she didn't ask which bank that might be. I'm going to presume that the lead bank would have taken most initiative. Am I correct?
Well, let's just presume that.
Are we going to presume that? Is that my answer?
Yep, that's your answer.
Okay. I've got several bank connections, and most of them are with the lead bank. Since we're going to kind of stay in the shadows here, so I'll know if I could maybe ease on up to them and see if they had any information along that line. All right. Now, also, 404 said something about the 15th through the 17th, or is it, my ears messed up? I thought you said something about the 11th through the 17th.
I said 15 through 18, 29 through the 2nd. Those are the dates that
okay.
I get.
All right. That sounds good. That's clarification. I wasn't going to ask about the other, but there you go. Okay, well, you guys mentioned earlier that Danny in Dallas is trying to get a venue for our man Ray to come here and teach a little bit about this trust situation. So I will give an advertisement on that. We would like to do it soon, but also, Ray, you indicated that you hope the RV happens before that. That gives a lot of us a lot of freedom. But just putting the word out, many of you have my information. And get in touch with me. Let's see if we can go ahead and put one together and go from there.
All right, sir.
That's all I got, fellas. Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
But they don't have to be from Dallas, right? And they
definitely don't
have to be from Texas, right?
No, well, we give a discount or a bag of popcorn to Texans. I'm not sure what we're going to do on that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I got to go back to work, fellas. See you later. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we're at the bottom half of the hour. It's time to wrap this one up.
Oh. All right. Well, all right, guys. It was a great weekend, great information. People are excited. They're still excited this morning about the possibilities of what could happen starting tomorrow. I gave you reasons for it, and it could happen. I just don't think it's going to happen, but it could absolutely happen. This week, two out of the three are excited for this week. All three are excited for this month. And I gave you specific windows for the middle and end of the month to look for in case it goes that long. So this week, those two windows, you got three windows, look like this is our month. Time is going, all reasoning and excuses for not doing the exchange have been removed, with the exception of not wanting to convolute things right here at the election. It's the only reason they could be given right now. But the day after that's over with, there's no reason not. The price of oil is going to be, should be, well over $80 as far as Iraq is concerned. All their commitments in place, everything else. The only question at that point will be, what's going on here in the U.S., and are we going to veto it or let it go? Is the debt ceiling done? Is the new agreements made? Those type of things shouldn't have anything to do with the RV at all, but with our economy is what we're concerned with at that point. Is it about to shut down or not? Because they're definitely not going to do it if they get ready to shut down our economy itself or our government. That's not going to happen. And if we do it, it'd be a temporary thing. So let's not worry about it. Let's enjoy the fact that everybody's getting pumped up. The rates are still on the card. The contractors have been given a new date when they should see this in order for everything to go into effect. Right now, it looks like changes are coming October 17th to what we've wanted for the last 10 years. The currency auctions aren't shut down completely, but they are restricted, changed, resolved to stop some of the corruption, which is what we needed to see. All right, with that, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
All right, that's going to do it for today's Marvelous-er Monday. We'll be back on Hump Day Wednesday, if not sooner. Time will tell. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe
already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous Monday. We are out of here.